Okay, today is February 21st, 2014. This is Fidencio Marbella with the Westchester Public Library in Westchester, Illinois. Also present is Ryan Flores, a reference librarian here at Westchester, and Christine Laporte. You're his niece?
Great niece.
Great niece, okay. Christine is the great niece of Mr. John Shimkus. John served in the United States Army during World War II, was born in Chicago on July 12, 1919. This interview is being conducted for the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress. Okay, John, why don't you tell us a little bit about growing up in Chicago and a little bit about your family?
Well, I'm one of what? 11 or something. I was my mother and father believe in birth control, so we had a large family, and
And then where'd you go to high school?
Oh, St. Rita High School. Went to DePaul University Night School for 27 years, trying to get a accounting degree. But the military happened that one night we were in the theater in Boston, and that wasn't when war was declared, was it?
You were in the theater?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, war was declared, and then the next day we were shipped out already. We were put on the Queen Mary, and it took us 40 days and 40 nights to reach Australia. We went out the now you might say, but see, the
canal,
the canals weren't open, so we had to go around the world to reach Australia, you know. So we finally eventually ended up, well, the reason we were started, I mean, okay, you know, the Japs were coming after us right here. They were right here. So they put us in here to go there to get to keep these Japs away.
So that would have been about early 1942 or late 1941, right after Pearl Harbor?
Exactly. No.
When did you head over to Australia? After Pearl Harbor or before it?
Well, I was in that theater.
Right.
When was that? Do you remember that?
No. I know it was 1941, but I don't know if he was specific.
If you got any help.
No, that's all right. It's not too important.
So what he's saying is that the Queen Mary couldn't fit through the canal,
right.
So they had to come all the way around.
All the way around, yeah.
Tell them what the news reported.
And underneath here, we had to be careful because this is the Australian Bight, B-I-G-H-T. It is the roughest body of water in the, well, in the oceans, and the
Queen Mary.
Yeah, you know what is it?
The waves can go like 14 stories high.
What?
The waves.
Yeah, the waves that in here could reach 20 to 25 feet high.
Wow.
So that, well, that was, you know, because it was the bite, B-I-G-H-T. And this is, you know, we came underneath here. We had to come underneath because the canal, not the canal, no, the, they were closed, the,
the locks and stuff.
The locks?
The locks, yeah. So, we
right, because the Queen Mary was too big to fit through them.
That's
so
right.
So that she had to go farther out of the way.
That's right.
To get.
That's right. And it took us 40 days and 40 nights to get there, see?
And because of two, what did the news report about the Queen Mary?
All right. On this particular day right here, we were in the harbor going overseas. It was reported that the ship was sunk, and it wasn't. We were in that particular ship. So it took us, you know, 40 days to go all the way over here into, we stopped in this Australia for a while, and then we were assigned to the Trobriand Islands, Trobriand, you know, island. It was then better known as the New Guinea group.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better known as the New Guinea. So we were, the idea, the Japs were, well, where did I say?
Yeah,
were,
right here.
Yeah, where they were right about here, and they were afraid that they would take over, you know, the islands here. So they rushed us, well, it wasn't rush, 40 days. So, They sent us there, so we were settled in two areas. This was the New Guinea, and then we went up here in Australia. Now it's going to be. This is interesting. We were camped in we would be in Cairns, C-A-I-R-N-S, Australia. We're right off shore were the what animals were they?
Whales?
Not whales.
Dolphins.
Sharks.
Sharks.
Yeah. Was sharks, you know, bevy, so we were right in through there, and we spent, well, yeah, 4 years in this area.
Up here, Uncle John, or here, in Australia,
no,
by the islands?
I meant, no, down here,
down,
yeah.
Okay, by New Guinea,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting a little.
That's okay. Who was in Australia the same time you were, on the other side of the island?
Well, we had. You mean allies or
no
Japanese?
No Japanese related to you.
Oh, that's a laugh. I didn't learn about it until after my brother was stationed in New Guinea, right? Not New Guinea.
You were in New Guinea and he was in...
He was in...
New Zealand.
Yeah, he was in the...
Navy?
Navy, but what did they call him? Seabo, yeah, he was a sea dog, whatever
CB?
That was.
Sea dog.
But,
So he didn't know his brother, neither one knew that they were that close to each other.
Yeah, no.
And
no.
You never saw each other?
No.
Never crossed paths.
Where was I? Am I making sense?
Yes.
Yeah, you're fine. What did you do?
What were your duties?
What did I do?
Yeah, for you. The anti-aircraft, what did you do?
Well, I was sergeant major of a searchlight battalion. We had searchlights parked here so that our bombers could go and bomb the Japs in through there.
It's fine. That's exactly right. That's what he's always told us about being on the island and the anti-aircraft.
Yeah. Can you tell us much about your trip on the Queen Mary?
Yeah.
What was that? Was that your first time on a big ship?
No. That about the third tank, transport I was on. But the way it worked, we were in Boston in a movie that night, and they says all personnel go to their units, and they were shipped out. So that evening, our unit was put on the Queen Mary. It was horrible, because, 20,000 troops on the Queen Mary.
On one ship?
Yep. Well, the Queen Mary is big.
Crowded.
Yeah, it was crowded. So that's why it wasn't very comfortable, So it took 40 days and 40 nights to get to Australia.
Where did you sleep on the Queen Mary?
Oh, some of us, and once in a while, we'd sleep in the swimming pool. Well, yeah, they...
They drained it, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was drained, and we had our cots, but... I shouldn't say it. I had the special privileges being a sergeant major. I never slept in the hole, but we slept, on board,
So it was better to sleep in the swimming pool than.
There was a lot of them swim. Yeah, they had sleeping bags. Yeah, and they were sleeping. Well, there were 20,000 20,000 Americans, 20,000 Australians.
Okay.
Yeah, Australians were on the ship too. So
they shared the ride.
Okay, so what? Where
so
were
you? So you slept in the pool on the ship.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you were head rank.
That's right, and we would go underneath, we had to be very careful because the waves and underneath there would be anywhere from 20 to 25 stories high. So it was like sometimes 1 foot forward, 2 feet back, So finally we reached Australia.
Right here,
yeah. Is there Brisbane?
Yes.
Yeah. We stayed at Brisbane for a while, and then they moved us up to Darwin.
Right here, Darwin.
Yeah, Darwin, mm-hmm. to protect the Japanese that were this close to taking over these islands. So I spent 4 years over there. Sergeant Major of an aircraft battalion, not aircraft, yeah.
Anti-aircraft?
Light.
The searchlights?
Searchlight unit, yeah. So, we spent, 4 years over yonder. Then eventually we, went through all, it's hard to tell you. We would go up and back, and maybe if you ask questions.
Yeah, he will. You're doing fine.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, you're fine. You want water?
Yeah.
No, he's good. No. He said, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. What did you think of Australia?
What did I think of Australia?
Choose your words wisely.
It was so good that one of my men married a estranged. We were up in Cairns, up in this area here, and he married. The daughter of the sugar king out there, yeah, in up here
What's his name?
Cernak. Yeah, here he was a sergeant, Cernak, and he married an Australian, and it stayed in Australia. Well, no, he stayed in. Yeah, eventually, I think he opened a business in Brisbane, I think, which was down there. But what did I think of Australia? Wonderful people, very friendly. In fact, for a single man, too friendly, because.
Yeah. Home shoes is yeah. Wisely.
They always said, well, didn't you, didn't that all excite you, No, we said, hell, they ran around like that all day, So we got used to it. So those were the. Now this actually is in Brisbane. No. Where's above? Where was I? Above Brisbane.
Darwin.
No, it wasn't Darwin. Where, honey? Where was I? Where was the?
That's too high. Down here. In New Guinea.
Yeah. Well, anyway, as you can see, these were the our living quarters, and this was the our group that headquarters group that did the working, but we. Our job was to keep the Japs away,
with the searchlights.
We had Bofors. Bofors are 40 millimeters. They are low enough to keep the Japanese fighters away, and mainly the Japs. What we did is we all dug in naturally, and they would come once a night and just drop bombs, not to hurt us or anything, just to harass us, so that you know, that we wouldn't be doing anything productive. So I don't know
you were saying that they just drop bombs just to keep you from doing task at hand, because you have to stop.
From you know, setting up and stuff of that nature, right? And the when we were in those areas there at night, our cooks would go out and throw hand grenades and stun fish, so we would have fish fries every Friday. Yeah, so
it must be told by several guys that
hand grenade fishing.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's quite.
You're fine.
I'm getting dizzy, but.
Oh.
Okay. No. Go ahead. Ask him any specific questions.
Okay. You mentioned also after you left Australia, you went to New Guinea.
Well, see, right from here, okay. Then we went up to the Trobriand Islands.
Okay.
It was right up here. These were the islands to that we also guarded up here. Then eventually we all ended up in Australia here. But this was where they were concerned about, was this part, the Trobriand Islands. That's where they were concerned about the Japs taking over. So
now, what were those islands like?
What were they like?
Yes. Can you tell us about the weather or the people that lived there?
Moderate. People that lived there? Show them. People that lived there? Friendly?
Did they take to the army being in their country? Did they understand what was going on?
Oh yeah, they didn't, there was no antagonism at all there, yeah, no. Oh boy, go ahead and ask questions.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you traveled by ship from Australia to the Trobriand Islands? Or did you fly there?
No, we never flew.
It was just by ship?
Now,
so when you went from Australia to the islands, you went by boat?
Yeah, we went, then eventually we went from boat.
Down here.
Right.
Right in here.
Right. And then we ended up right in through here. Yeah, right.
Not up here?
Right. Darwin.
Here's Darwin.
Where was Darwin?
Down here. It's this little island, right here. You came here, you were here, then you went up to Darwin.
Yeah.
And then over to the islands.
Then to the islands, yeah. We protected the island, the Trobriand island groups,
Did it rain a lot?
Hardly, no. Never rained at all.
Oh.
No, we never, the weather was beautiful. The natives were very friendly, and we just had to worry about, see, then every night you probably read about Sewing Machine Charlie. Yeah, well, we would dig in, make our foxholes, and we would dig in at night, and they would just come, not to hurt us or anything, just to keep us unorganized, you know, so that we wouldn't do anything. So,
did they do it during the day or only at night?
Only at night, because during the day, our guns would shoot, see? Basically, our ACAC, or as they would call it, was pretty active only at night. Don't ask me why. There were 40 millimeter, maybe a year no more, buffers, you know. They didn't have much range. They just had enough to keep them off of us, you know. But that was it. And then eventually, you know, we migrated up to, and the strange thing is, we stayed there for quite a while.
This is too high. This is part of Russia.
Well, no, wait. No, it was, where were all the sharks at?
Down here.
No, there were sharks up here too.
You never went on the other side of Japan. This is Japan, this is Philippines. So you were down here and up here in the islands.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's just a little map.
Yeah. Okay, so...
That's okay.
Yeah. So would you use your searchlights to try and find Sewing Machine Charlie?
Yes, in the evening, when the... Japs would fly, they would, our searchlights would open up so that they could see the planes. Yeah, and they bombed us at night, but only to harass us, never to really hurt us, you know.
Is it just your thought process that they never wanted to hurt you? Or is that
our process?
Nobody got hurt. By
let's say that they never got hurt. Okay. I'm sure their thought process was much that? More.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because he's being kind about it, you know. So I'm like, oh, well, really, do we really need the war?
Yeah, but see, because during the night we'd have to crawl into our foxholes.
Okay.
And, right. But,
So you keep mentioning the sharks. So what, did you go swimming in the ocean? Do they come?
No. Now, the strange thing is, when we were way up.
Up here, right here?
Up here.
It's as far as
we
you
would,
go.
We would go down to Brisbane, right here,
R&R?
R&R, yeah. We would go down to Brisbane for R&R.
So, can you tell us about that?
Choose wisely.
Now first, have to remember, Brisbane, part of Brisbane at the top, its nights are longer than the days, so that we would be in the daylight quite a bit in Australia. So
you said the nights were longer?
Yes, mm-hmm. In Australia.
From?
Well,
where were you coming from?
In
when
Australia,
you went to...
yeah. In through here.
So, the northern
yeah.
part
mm-hmm.
of Australia
mm-hmm.
seeing more daylight.
I'm sorry.
Are you saying the northern part?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Had longer days?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Daylight.
Mm-hmm.
So, from Brisbane down?
Brisbane up.
Brisbane up, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you went to R&R in Brisbane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
that's where everybody was sent, yeah.
What was in Brisbane? What kind of R&R was there?
Well, if you notice, you see that? That's the orchestra.
Right.
They have one of the world's famous orchestra houses in Brisbane.
Is it in Brisbane or in Sydney? I think it's in Sydney.
Oh, Sydney, yeah, okay.
So, so you were stationed in Brisbane,
and we would go down
R&R.
Yeah, Sydney. R&R to, yeah. So
you're going to tell me you listened to music on R&R?
Huh?
You guys went to the orchestra?
Not for music.
That's what I was trying to decipher.
No,
Did they have this back then?
It was strange. The Australian women were very friendly.
I'm sure.
Very friendly, but they never cheated on their husbands. They never, you know, you can go out with them, you can do it, but there was never, I would be on the, never any, so to speak, intercourse on their part, you know, with the men. The women were honest to their...
Okay.
Yeah,
you're saying they weren't loose?
They weren't what?
They weren't loose women?
No,
okay.
No. Oh, no.
Well, that's good.
They were so... It was very, very nice. Had nice hotels. It was the atmosphere of it was tremendous. I mean, in Brisbane, yeah, especially Brisbane.
So when you were in Sydney on R&R, and the ladies were nice.
Yeah, They were
nice. They were, how do you say,
mm-hmm.
proper, right? They were proper young ladies.
Oh, yeah. So I'll say this about Australia. There wasn't too much hanky-panky.
Was there like a lot of bars? I mean, there had to be some kind of entertainment for the guys.
Yeah, there were, they'd have quite a bit of bars.
And entertainment.
And, but.
Let me ask you this, Uncle. Did they call you the American guys? Did they have a
Yanks,
name for?
Yeah.
Just Yanks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, so is there any, I mean, anything else?
He'll ask you.
Yeah.
What, honey?
He'll ask you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you were a sergeant major in this battalion. Can you tell us what your responsibilities were, being a sergeant major?
Actually, was to assist the majors in charge, you know, of daily duties, assignments, state, you know, put various
you're talking about you would just give out assignments?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Job tasks?
What, honey?
You would just assign soldiers work?
No. I would run the battalion, you know, run, in other words, tell the major what to do, where to do, the,
So you took orders from somebody else and
gave
them
orders. Oh, yeah, well, of
course,
yeah. But, boy, I'm losing it. What do I have? Anything?
I'm looking for something that helps jog your memory.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, can you tell us about the men that served under you?
The men?
Yeah, how many, how big was your battalion? Is it,
Where's that?
Oh.
Where's what?
No, where's the, row?
Oh, right here. Do you know how many it accounted for?
Yeah.
Well, he needs a number.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So it was well over 100 men?
That oh, yeah, served? That was our battalion,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What were they like? Did you have any close friends in your unit?
Yeah, we made a lot of close friends, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, had a couple of crazy guys in there.
What were their names?
I'm trying to think of
okay.
it. I can't offhand. But this is Camp Davis, North Carolina, and this was the training group, you know. Okay. Here was Sergeant Babby, regular army, Captain French, not a regular man, whatever, you know.
He was an officer?
He was an officer, but not a regular
officer.
Oh,
90-day wonder?
Yeah, yeah. But so this was our whole battalion.
Where are you in here?
Down there by the arrow. We had a oh, we had a market.
Okay. Okay.
So this is where you did your all of your training in
yes,
the Carolinas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Camp Davis, yeah.
Okay.
North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us much about your training? What was that? What was that like?
Well, I want to tell a story. Before I went into the Army, I made sure that I got in the administrative section. So my life in there was very, different than the soldier. I, you know, stayed in the offices and ran. But
But initially, when you went to Camp David, you had to do all the drills like all the other guys. You didn't have to go through the mock and.
No.
Run miles every day.
No, because I told you, when I was being interviewed in or got in, I made sure that I got into the office.
How did you become?
There was no, then they had nobody in the office.
Okay, so when you went to the Army, when the Army interviewed you,
yeah.
And they said, What are your strengths?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you said administrative?
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
So they so assigned I got you in, to the.
Yeah, yeah, to the offices.
To the office, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your rank when you first went into the office? Were you still
private?
Well,
the rank was fast because they had to give me some authority.
Okay.
So I was a master sergeant in essence of weeks, you know.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, no.
And is that because the war happened so fast?
Yeah, yeah. Well, remember I told you we were getting on the ship to go and protect
right.
The Scorpion
right.
Island.
Right.
There, yeah.
Well, when you got on the Queen Mary initially, what was your rank?
Oh, I was a master sergeant already, but not a supermaster, whatever that was. Yeah.
Were you a sergeant? You were a sergeant when you got on the Queen Mary,
mm-hmm.
And then when they promoted you again.
Yeah.
Because how long is training in boot camp? 12 weeks.
I don't know. I never did any training.
Yeah,
it's
I
a
see.
Strange thing. Yeah.
He's always said it, so that we were like.
No, I skipped a lot of that because of circumstances, not because of
by
circumstances. I mean when things happen.
Right.
Yeah, like we would go to the different islands, you know, and stuff. Well, I would go, you know, the night before the troops even got on there, because we set up a camp for
the troops that are coming the next day.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Well, it.
So if I ever get drafted, I should say it, office, please.
It was interesting. Like I said, the cooks were crazy, you know. Some of the things in the evening, the cooks would go and use hand grenades and stun fish, and we'd have fish fries and stuff like that. Yeah. So basically, when you come down to it, our life wasn't too bad. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Heck, I loved it.
For being drafted and all.
Yeah, well, being drafted. Oh, well, heck. Yeah, but drafted number two. By that I mean, when the numbers came out, I was number two on the draft list. So,
How does that work, though?
Well, there was a draft, remember?
Right. I remember the history of the draft.
And
what, are you number two in the country, or are you number two in your...
Number two in the country. So then I was picked.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe that's why you got to pick office.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, when you did R&R, did you always go down to Sydney, or did you guys just stay around post?
Well, we'd go down to Sydney. We had
all the time
our regulars.
What else did you do on post to keep yourself occupied besides normal Army stuff?
Are you in the lab? We had them in our battalion. We had professional basketball players.
Right.
So we had basketball tournaments all in the evenings. That was
something.
Yeah. It was basketball, yeah.
And didn't you and your guys do a hula contest or something in your hula skirts?
Oh, it's possible we did a lot of crazy things. Yeah. Well, we had a couple of crazy guys, yeah.
On the days you couldn't go down to Sydney.
Right.
They just made
mm-hmm.
something
work. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I would say... not for print. I enjoyed my time in the service.
Yeah.
Of course, well, you made your time, and I made so many friends up in Australia that where's that picture of us sitting on the there, that one there.
This one here?
Yeah. Yeah. See, right in the back. Are those are Australia. These are my friends, and these are things that that's Australia. And
are you in this picture?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, am I?
Yeah.
No.
No, you.
What, that's
it.
Me, isn't it?
Yeah, that's you on the end.
Yeah.
On the left.
Yes. And if you see on the back of the picture, it was approved by the...
Oh, by the censors.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Now, you're wearing your old Army uniform. Can you tell us about the medals that you have on?
Well, a couple are missing.
Okay. That's all right.
But what was this one for?
That's for being a good boy.
And what's that medal called? The good boy one?
Good conduct?
Good conduct.
Thank you.
This is the ETO, Eastern Theater Operation.
Okay.
And somewhere, where did I lose it?
We didn't find them all yet.
No. And theirs were just...
is your hat?
Hat pin,
it's a replica, yeah.
For U.S., you know. But,
now, what's that patch on your shoulder for? The AA?
Anti-aircraft. Yeah.
Okay.
This one.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you served until June of 1945. That's when you got out of the Army?
1941. 245.
245, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got in, you know, like the first part, you know, and was in for 4 years. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So were you still in Australia when you got notice that you were going to be discharged? Or were you in the States already by then?
No, that was the big drive to let us go, you know. There were many of us that had stripes, you know, on the arm long as...
as long as the arm sleeve.
Yeah.
He told me that there was, every 6 months they got a stripe.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's where the lens is.
Okay.
Here's an interesting...
Oh, yeah.
What's going on here in this picture?
This is the Pope is here.
Do you remember which Pope that was?
Yeah, visiting. You have to look through there. Look real close.
Was this in Australia?
Yeah.
Or?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got to look real close. Yes. Yeah.
You see his hat.
Yeah. The Pope visited us, yeah.
Do you remember why he came?
I guess he was visiting everybody, you know, and no, I can't remember. Don't print it. My life in the Army, I enjoyed it. I made it with myself, you know. Now here, this was hikes, you know. These were hikes as we were doing. Oh, yeah, you said that I ever... Here. This is a guy. He would keep... unit going, he would, the crazy one, the buffoon. So, he was a Polish fella. I can't think of his name, but right here, right down there. But these are naturally...
I like the chair, table and chairs.
These are rests. Well, these are breaks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very civilized.
where he was stationed, right? Compared to a lot of new guys?
Yeah, well, when you're not... There he is, yeah, here he is.
I see he's always next to you.
Yeah, he and I were kind of buddies, you know. Yeah.
I
stayed away from his activities, yeah. No.
That's how you got the good conduct medal.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
He only suggested the action.
Yeah. Well, it, this was a ship coming in. I can't figure out what it was. See the ship?
Yes.
And, did you see it?
Yeah, I did. I don't know. We didn't mark it. So
yeah, but I can't figure
it. I don't know if you were just showing it coming into port or...
No, that wasn't... Oh, that was probably one of the transports that took us. But those were our 20-mile hikes. Yeah, 20-mile hike.
And you would hike?
Or once in a while. Once in a while.
That's what I'm getting. Once in a while.
Once in a while. No.
So, you were just the
photographer. That's right.
I'll see you when you get back.
Well, I pulled rank.
Okay.
Yeah, there he is. There's
you and the jokester.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, together.
Does he have a black eye in that picture?
No, he's we're putting on a show.
Okay.
And that's black
shoe polish?
Powder or something, yeah.
So wait, you were putting on a show for the...
Our troops. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
He was good at dancing and, singing. So
he... So in the days you couldn't go down to Sydney, you guys would entertain yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, are these your searchlights that you would use?
Oh, wait, what is that?
Are those searchlights?
Yeah, those are searchlights. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here, see the light?
Okay. Oh, it's facing me.
Yeah.
Okay, because it looks like a wheel.
Yeah,
on a
right
wheel.
There.
Okay.
It's facing you.
Then these are the guns that your unit uses?
That's a Bofor.
Okay.
Yeah, 40 millimeter Bofor, and these are the lights right here. See the lights?
Yes.
And then the Bofors are here to protect the lights.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the electric poles. It's like out of the ordinary. You would find something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, look at my purse. I have some more pictures in there.
Mm-hmm.
In the little side thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just another hike?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There'd be a lot of training, yeah. These are indoors, inspection.
Inspections?
Yeah, we would have inspections. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Specifically, there's the
banner. Yeah. There's our... motto. I mean,
so he was 94th Battalion
Regiment.
AAA. But when you were there, when you were in Australia, you carried a different banner than basic training.
Yeah.
So basic training was the 94th.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was another number somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about this picture? Is that a captured Japanese flag?
That's an actual Japanese flag, yeah.
How did your unit get that? Do you remember?
Well, I know we didn't capture it, so that means that you would barter with... what do you got? Do you have here?
Nice.
So
you would trade for souvenirs?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's quite a souvenir.
Well, another thing, if you'll notice the tops of the trees, we kept shelling, and that poor who has the shampoo? Who?
Swamp? The shampoo.
Yeah, who makes the shampoo?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Yeah, well, this was the coconuts trees for... I can't think of the...
I can't either. I kind of remember what you're talking about.
Are those palm trees?
Or who?
Those are palm trees?
Yeah, palm trees. I don't...
But the coconuts...
Yeah, well...
They use to make shampoo?
Oh, like coconut oil?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, right now, oh boy.
All right, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
You're doing fine.
No, the Japanese flags are trades within your own, you know, division.
Okay.
But
do you remember what you traded for the flag?
No, I don't. In fact, all I can remember, that's me, and here is Van Buskirk. Here was one of the, I won't call them famous, Chicago Symphony
Orchestra?
Yeah, what was it?
Conductor?
They play, no, he
a
was...
Cello?
Cello, yeah. He was, the crazy guy, but yeah, he was a Chicago Symphony or whatever it
was. Wow.
So Van, all walks of life ended
yeah,
up.
Yeah, oh yeah, Van Buskirk was his name. Van Buskirk, so.
Would he ever play for you?
Does he what?
Would he ever play for you?
Oh yeah. He'd have a small cello, okay. Yeah.
How did a cello get to Australia?
Pardon
or,
me?
I'm sure they had a cello in Australia.
What?
I'm trying to think, how would a cello be at the base?
Oh,
how would you get
well,
it to the base?
There are ways.
Yeah. When you got guys in the right places?
Yeah. But, no, we, but to come down to it, I would only say that my stay was very, very enjoyable. I was away always, but,
You guys are on the beach.
Oh, that's training. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For
soldiers at Camp Davis.
Oh, that's in the Carolinas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Carolinas. Yeah, there's our barracks, and there's our crazy boy.
Okay.
I think so. These are all in South Carolina.
Okay. That's a barrack.
In South Carolina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a barracks in South Carolina.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So just those others mm-hmm. are from Australia.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, all in all, I would say I enjoyed it, but don't quote it. Don't quote it.
Because you don't want to fund the guys that really, you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I was in a position where we're just a curd. That's all.
That's how you drew.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't fault you for that.
Yeah. Luck of the draw.
Pardon me?
The luck of the draw.
So, yeah.
So then you were number two in the draft.
That's right. I was right in there. Well, if you remember, I don't know if you guys were in the draft, but number six was the second number picked, and I had it.
Okay.
So, I was drafted right away.
When you were in Australia at the end of towards the end of the war, did they tell you while you were there, hey, your 4 years are up, John, thanks, you can go home? Or did you already come back to the States?
No, our exit was very amiable, and I can't remember all of it. I mean, it just happened so nice. It was nice.
Did you fly back to the U.S. or did you
get Queen Mary
back?
Queen Mary back, yeah. No, we came back by boat, yeah. And I I can't say that I detested my army, you know.
Oh yeah, no, no.
Thing because the army was good to me. By that I mean good to me. I mean I didn't have any bad assignments. In fact, and I made some good ones, my own. Yeah, but it. I don't know what else you want.
No, it's
did you want to reenlist?
Did I reenlist? Well, let me tell you a story about that. I detested the army. I
thought you just said you didn't detest it.
Wait, okay. Listen.
Okay.
I said at the start I detested the army. I wouldn't give them the time of the day. But by the time it was almost all over, they were trying to talk me into being an officer. So I grew to like it because I hate to say it, I made a lot of assignments that were good to me. Yeah.
Okay.
So and then. My stay in Australia, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How can you leave that?
That was 4 years of heaven. Yeah, it was.
I just hate to think of the rest of the other battalions and
Australia
what they went through.
Was wonderful.
I guess somebody had to do it, right? Somebody had to go protect the island.
Yeah, but they were the nicest people. Oh, they were so friendly, and there are towns like, we would be in the fort, and every Friday night they would take us dancing, But we had to go through mountains, And one day we took one Friday, we took the chaplain, Catholic chaplain. He wouldn't go back anymore. He says, that ride,
The ride through the mountains to get to the dance hall.
Yeah, get to the dance
hall. It wasn't the dance hall he didn't like, it was just
No. Just, yeah.
Just
he didn't object to the activity. He just didn't like the
ride
through the mountains. But, It brings back a lot of memories, especially when we Friday nights, when we would go up into the mountains, and it's sort of a different cult, a different life up there, and I made a lot of friends, and we just got along famously for 4 years. Yeah.
Good group of guys.
Huh?
A good group of guys.
Girls. No, guys. No, I wasn't worried about guys. No, the guys weren't in the army. So, all kidding aside, we had our chores and we had our duties, but I was fortunate for being able to do these little extras, So don't tell the army, or they'll take away my pension.
Yeah, right.
But it wasn't too bad. I just have to laugh every night. We would crawl into our foxholes and Charlie would keep dropping bombs every so often to keep us awake. And,
aside from that, you had your dance halls, you had your hula hoop contests, your basketball games.
Oh, yeah. It was...
It wasn't a bad stint, right?
I would say the Army did its best, you know, to not enjoy it, but like the basketball games at night, you know, they would provide the wood for the courts, and we were fortunate to have professional basketball players, you know, play with us at night, and
let me ask you this, aside from the Pope, did anybody come visit your unit? Did Bob Hope come out?
Yeah, he was always there. Yeah, Bob Hope, yeah.
Your unit got to see...
I had the privilege of talking with him and stuff like that. You know, as my...
It was part of your job.
Yeah. No, but so don't tell anybody.
We only have it on tape.
I had it pretty nice.
I know. Good.
Well, I had it bad sometimes.
No picnic. Mm-hmm.
Some evenings, you know, when you hear bombing and the strafing and stuff, then well, I had a friend, you know, decapitated, so it can get scary too. But and then we had a lot of crazy cooks. I think I told you that every Friday they would go and stun the fish for fish fries and stuff like that. Yeah, but no.
So you made it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
As best you can.
Yes.
Oh yeah. In fact,
I know it sounds good, but then you see he lets that little piece out.
Yes. Especially Australia.
That's what he always thinks of, Australia.
Yeah, well, I made a lot of... Well, you know, my friend, I showed you his picture. He married the Sugar Girl's... Sugar Queen's father's...
Daughter.
Yeah, daughter. I mean, he had the...
He married into money.
Good for him.
Yeah. And he stood there. He didn't come back home with her.
Yeah.
They stood in Australia.
Yeah, I'd stay too.
It's too bad I was late.
No, that's not so bad.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that was in Australia. Their nights are wonderful. You know, their days are longer than ours.
Okay.
So, they're nothing to do but to court, you know. But, no.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, I think
no. Thank you so much for sharing your memories with us today.
Well,
thank you.
I don't know, did they... were they all right?
They were great. Thank you.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
I mean...